Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Stan Musial. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Charlie James. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Burdett. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Lou Burdett. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ernie Bowman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy O'Dell. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Billy O'Dell. And now, play ball. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Keene moves to second. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Keene moves to third. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keene scores. It's 1-0, Giants. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first, with O'Dell covering, for the out. Two outs. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flood. Alou reaches second base with a double. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alou moves to third. Billy Odell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Odell strikes out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Flood moves to third. Lou Burdett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burdett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Odell fields it and throws to first for the out. McCarver moves to second. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-1 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Flood scores. McCarver moves to third. Two outs. It's Cardinals, 1, Giants, 1. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0-for-1 in the game. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by McCarver for a passed ball. Mays moves to second. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mays moves to third. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boyer settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Boyer. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Giants 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Cardinals. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Boyer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0-for-1 in the game. Musial hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0-for-1 in the game. James hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Flood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alou. The throw from McCarver and he is safe. Alou steals second. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-1 in the game. Davenport hits a fly ball into right field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Alou moves to third. One out. Ernie Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bowman hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Alou tags and scores. Two outs. It's Cardinals, 2, Giants, 2. Billy Odell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Odell is 0-for-1 in the game. Odell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of James. Odell reaches second base with a double. Harvey Keen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keen is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Giants 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCarver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Burdett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burdett is 0-for-1 in the game. Burdett bunts towards the mound. Odell fields it and throws to first for the out. McCarver moves to second. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Odell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McCarver moves to third. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0-for-2 in the game. Groat hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 3-2, Cardinals. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0-for-2 in the game. Hiller hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCovey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Giants. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. Bailey hits a pop-up towards short. Groat settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Alou is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Boyer hits a fly ball into left field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Musial hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0 for 2 in the game. James hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 2 in the game. Davenport hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bowman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Odell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Odell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Odell hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Odell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. McCarver strikes out. One out. Duke Carmel pinch hits for Lou Burdett. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carmel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Flood moves to second. Bobby Bolin now pitching. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Javier strikes out. Two outs. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 3 in the game. Grote strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Giants will come to bat. Ron Taylor now pitching. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a fly ball into left field. Musial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0 for 3 in the game. Hiller hits a pop-up towards short. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mays hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. he's got one RBI. White takes first base on ball four. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 3 in the game. Boyer takes first base on ball four. White moves to second. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. White moves to third. Boyer moves to second. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. White scores. Boyer moves to third. One out. It's Cardinals, 4, Giants, 4. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0 for 3 in the game. James hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boyer scores. It's 5-4, Cardinals. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Flood hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 3 in the game. Bailey strikes out. One out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Alou is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 3 in the game. Davenport strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Giants 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ron Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor strikes out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Javier hits a pop-up towards third. Davenport settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0 for 4 in the game. Groat takes first base on ball 4. Billy Heft now pitching. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. White takes first base on ball 4. Groat moves to second. Don Larson now pitching. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Boyer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Matty Alou pinch hits for Ernie Bowman. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou bunts towards the right side of the infield. Javier fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jose Pagan pinch hits for Don Larson. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan bunts towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pagan for the out. Alou moves to second. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alou scores. It's Cardinals, 5, Giants, 5. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0 for 4 in the game. Hiller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keene moves to third. Barney Schultz now pitching. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Hiller moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bobby Shantz now pitching. Orlando Cepeda pinch hits for Willie McCovey. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda strikes out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 4 in the game. Bailey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Giants 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda now playing first base. Jim Duffalo now pitching. Jose Pagan now playing shortstop. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Musial takes first base on ball 4. George Altman pinch runs for Stan Musial. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. James bunts towards first. Cepeda scoops it up and throws to first, with Hiller covering, for the out. Altman moves to second. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. McCarver is walked intentionally. Carl Sawatzky pinch hits for Bobby Shantz. Carl Sawatzky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzky hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Ed Botton now pitching. George Altman now playing right field. Charlie James now playing left field. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Alou hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 4 in the game. Davenport hits a pop-up towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Duffalo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffalo is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Giants 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Grote hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Alou. Grote reaches second base with a double. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. White is walked intentionally. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Boyer hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman takes first base on ball four. Grote moves to third. White moves to second. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. James hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-0 in the game. Pagan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Keene bunts towards first. White scoops it up and throws to first, with Javier covering, for the out. Pagan moves to second. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Hiller hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Pagan scores. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 6, and St. Louis Cardinals, 5. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.